You're in tune with Soundscapes, BBC Radio Derby. It's 18 minutes past four. Very soon I'll be introducing you to my special guest today, Kevin Kendall.
12 till 2 this Monday lunch with David Harvey.
And you lucky people, you've got me on the 9 till 12 show this week as well. I'm sitting in for John Holmes. Here I am sitting in on Soundscapes once again. And I must say, the first time I played some music by my guest this week, Kevin Kendall, I had many inquiries about his sound. And we're talking here about really soaring, heartfelt, new age atmospherics, inspired very much by nature. You might recall, indeed, you might be one of those very people who went out and bought, as a result of me playing, Eventide or Aerial Vistas. And if so, you might well want to own Kevin's latest release, Clouds, which is, I'm told, one of New World Music's fastest-selling Christmas releases. He's just signed to New World, which I'm delighted about, because he's been releasing his albums, up till now, independently. So he's got himself on a really fine label, and promoting him already extremely well, because he's come to Derby for a very good reason. I'd like to say it's because he's yearned all his career to be on this programme, but it's actually because he's playing live in Derby tomorrow. But at the same time, he will be able to say to his grandchildren, won't he, on his knee, "I was on Soundscapes on Radio Derby back in 1999. And is it true what they said about Ashley Franklin, Grandad?" And Kevin will reply, "I'm afraid so." We've got music from Kevin's terrific album, Clouds. This is the opening track. Music inspired by the beauty of the sky. We begin with Cumulus. Just feel the cumulus clouds drifting by, can't you? Amongst my favourite cloud formations, cumulus, for being so big and fluffy and clumpish. And they form between 2,000 and 4,000 feet. I know this because it's all in the sleeve notes to this album, Clouds, from Kevin Kendall, my special guest here on Soundscapes, who's up in Derbyshire, not for the first time, actually. Some of his music has been directly inspired by the Derbyshire landscape. And welcome to Soundscapes.
Thanks,
Kevin.
Hi.
Music assembled with such loving care, craft, and such eminent good taste. you've obviously been inspired by cloud formations. I must say, as a very keen photographer, before I got interested in photography, I couldn't care less about landscapes and clouds and skyscapes and so on. But since I've got into photography, and particularly into landscapes, I'm always on the lookout now. I'm always staring up at the sky.
Well, absolutely.
And remarking on the wonderful formations.
There's always something to see in the sky. It's a wonderful subject for a photographer.
It's ever-changing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How did this project come by then? Was it just a result of cloud watching?
It's something I've always wanted to do, is to produce an album about clouds. And New World came along at just the right time as I was considering doing this. And they thought the idea was great. So I'm more than pleased to be able to actually have it released on the New World label.
It's a sort of album you ought to take along on your little ghetto blaster if you go for a picnic somewhere in the hills, and you can just lie down and let this music float over you.
That's it, and you've can look at the sky and see what's passing overhead at the same time as looking at your CD booklet.
That's right, yes. And what we have here are 8 tracks. Each one is a different cloud formation. We've got Cirrostratus, Noctilucent.
Noctilucent, that's right.
Noctilucent, which is a really fine track as well. Alto Cumulus. And, in fact, before I mention it, I won't. This is where I'll stop and mention our competition, because we have a couple of copies of Kevin's album to give away, along with an introduction to the New World label. So if you're into this music, you stand in line to win not one but 2 CDs of music you're going to enjoy a great deal. And here comes the question. It's very simple. One of the cloud formations I want you to identify from this description. And these clouds are sometimes referred to as mare's tails, and they stretch across the sky in delicate white filaments, and they form at above 16,500 feet. And these clouds consist of many millions of ice crystals, which are blown about by upper-level winds, producing the characteristic white streaks. And yet, in spite of the fact that we're talking about ice crystals, we are talking about clouds that are very much associated with sunny weather.
That's right. It's the fact they form so high that that's where the ice comes in. It's too cold up there.
That's right. So, mare's tails. That may already have given you the answer. Derby 616161. If you've liked what you've heard already, and we'll be playing some more music from clouds, then give us a call, and you're very welcome. Derby, that's 01332 616161. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kevin, because this is quite a big breakthrough, getting onto the New World label, because before this you released your albums independently.
That's right.
And it's never been your day job, but you have been heavily involved in producing music of this kind, haven't you?
That's correct. I've been actually producing albums since 1992 on my own Eventide label, and I've been very much a one-man band, doing all the playing, recording, production. And, in fact, doing the distribution as well. I've been actually sort of dealing with shops personally and sending out stuff all the way out to the shops. It's hard work, but it's great to actually have had the idea in your head, gone through all the processes of recording it, and then actually see it on a shop shelf.
It's, all that hard work has paid off, hasn't it?
Very gratifying,
because you came to the attention of New World, who were very taken by this project as well.
That's right.
And you've come on to New World at a really good time, actually, because they're finding distribution in the bigger stores now. Before, it was just mail order or health shops, wasn't it?
That's right. They are finding their way onto the high street, and there are a lot of exciting developments going on at New World at the moment, and I'm happy to be part of it. It's great.
So you may find yourself actually doing some shopping in even places like Marks and Spencer's and finding New World.
Very much so. Yeah. The track you've just heard, Cumulus, is in fact on a Marks and Spencer's compilation called Winter Tranquility.
Now, it's interesting that this is happening, and I think it's all to do with its association with alternative therapy. People have been dissatisfied with general medicine, conventional medicine,
yes,
and increasingly over the years people have turned to alternative ways of healing. We've been looking to our health more as well,
that's
haven't
right.
we? And this has enabled music for relaxation, music that has a therapeutic value, and I mean, I'm a believer in it, I must say.
Very much so. Same here. It's music has a big role to play in complementing those therapies, and there does seem to be a big interest in that at the moment, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, are you into alternative therapies yourself?
I am, from a general viewpoint. So I'm by no means an expert on any of them, but I have a lot of time for the theories behind them, and I know that there's a lot in it. I've seen it work time and time again.
Well, we'll talk crystals, actually, after we've heard another track, because that's the reason you've come to Derby. You're staying, as you normally do, at a guest house in Matlock.
That's
and
correct.
I know some of your music has been inspired by the Derbyshire scenery, which is wonderful. But we'll play now Cirrocumulus. Tell us about these cloud formations.
Well,
they're pretty high as well, aren't
they? Right. The prefix cirro means that it's very high, and these clouds are basically cumulus clouds forming at high levels. It's actually not as complicated the naming of clouds as it might first seem.
And they look like ripples, don't they? When
that's right. They exhibit billows, which resemble ripples on a pond.
How does that determine, then, the kind of music that you lay down?
Well, the music actually describes my feelings about the clouds. They're very high clouds, so I wanted to include a lot of airy sounds in that. So light piano and flute seemed a good choice with lots of floaty chords.
And all the instruments that we hear, should we hear flutes, that it's all sampled.
That's correct.
I always
try to play samples. I'm a great believer in playing sampled instruments in the way that the actual player would play them, to give them that extra natural sort of organic sound. Mm.
I think most people, perhaps we shouldn't have said this, but if I'd said to you that it was a real flute you're going to hear, you'd believe it. I mean, that's just how good samplers are these days.
That's it. I'm fortunate having a very good flute sample, which I've tweaked to my own devices. I often get asked about the flute sound, but yeah. It is actually a sample.
And the secret is actually getting the right sample and the way that you play it.
I think it's more important the way you play it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we'll hear that flute sound, along with all the other instruments, meshing in on Cirro Cumulus. That's here on Soundscapes with me, Ashley Banklin, and my special guest. This is music from his Clouds album again, Kevin Kendall. Listening to Soundscapes on BBC Radio Derby, Cirro Cumulus, that track, one of eight tracks inspired by the beauty of the sky and cloud formations in particular. My guest, Kevin Kendall, responsible for this album, Clouds. And here's that competition question again. Track 7 is about a cloud formation I want you to identify. It's a very common one. We associate it with sunny weather. We're talking about very delicate white filaments known sometimes as mare's tails. And we're talking about millions of ice crystals which are blown about by upper-level winds, and they produce those characteristic white streaks. Can you name that cloud formation? It's one of the tracks featured on this album, Clouds, from my guest, Kevin Kendall, who is staying at the moment in Matlock. How did your association with Derbyshire begin? Was it just you fancied it for a holiday one year?
Or? That's right. We came up for a family holiday and stayed in Matlock and fell in love with the place. It's a sort of wonderful green rolling hills that really inspire me in my work.
What was the spur for coming to Derbyshire in the first place, though? Were you just browsing through the catalogues or what?
More or less, yes. It was an area we hadn't been before, and we'd seen... You know, the Peak District in books on the television, and it seemed like a great place to come.
And you're well placed to see all the beauty of the Peak where you're staying in Matlock.
That's right, it's a super place.
Just down the road, the English Switzerland, Matlock Bath.
That's it.
Yeah. And it looks a fabulous place, I think, for me, Matlock and the outlying peaks, any time of the year. you know, be it summer, that's winter, right. Autumn or spring.
Well, the view from places like Riba Castle and Monsell Dale are just stunning.
Yeah.
Really stunning.
Yeah, it's Riba Castle, actually.
Riba Castle, Riba. I apologise.
Well, you're a stranger still, maybe. What's wonderful to know, and I didn't appreciate this, and I may well have played one of these two tracks without realising, is that on your album Aerial Vistas, you actually produce some music directly as a result of the Derbyshire landscape.
That's right. There was an experience during our family holiday, I think it was 1996, because we were up here with my little son, who was only a few months old, Sam. And we were driving along the road from Darley Bridge up towards Winster, and there's a valley that opens out along the right-hand side of that road. And the Aerial Vistas album, I was working on at the time, it's all about an imaginary hot air balloon flight. And as luck would have it, we're just driving the road, and this sunlit valley, suddenly there appeared a hot air balloon. It was such an awe-inspiring sight that I named the track that came as a result of that experience, Sunshine Valley.
Right, let's hear it then.
It's also dedicated to my little boy.
Right, fabulous. It was only, as you say,
a few months old. He's three now.
Right. Does he know yet that this track is for him?
I don't think he quite appreciates it yet.
Is Daddy's music weird at the moment? Or
no, he loves it. Pleased to say. Yes, he comes and helps me out in the studio. Yes, on many occasions.
Lovely. Let's hear then Sunshine Valley. This is, if you know that valley, as I do very well, then you'll appreciate why that's been such an inspiration for Kevin. From the album Aerial Vistas, let's hear Sunshine Valley. Music from my guest here on Soundscapes Radio Derby, Kevin Kendall. That's from a previous album of Kevin's called Aerial Vistas, music directly inspired by the Derbyshire landscapes. And in fact, your music overall is very much inspired by nature and the English countryside. Does that come from being something of a rambler or what?
No, not really. I've always been inspired by landscapes particularly, and it really comes from a number of factors. Perhaps a significant one is that the house I grew up in, where my parents still live, backs onto a golf course, and it's like being in the country, even though it's in West London. And I used to walk to school across this golf course, and in the around this time of the year, actually, you used to get ethereal mists hanging at around sort of 4 feet high, and as the sun was coming up, it would glow orange and stuff, and I just like was really captured by, you know, the visual delights that you know everything was, every day was different.
Must be nice to live in London and still feel you're in the countryside.
Absolutely, it was great.
And music's been with you since about the age of eight, hasn't it?
That's right. I went to piano lessons around the age of eight, and
were you forced or was it your
semi-forced,
choice?
Semi-forced. I think my parents spotted some kind of ability, and off I went to piano lessons. And around grade three, I was rather disillusioned with it all and was on the point of giving it up, were it not for a very forward-thinking music teacher I had at the time at middle school who played tubular bells.
Right.
Comes up yet again. And that was a real turning point for me. And I just couldn't believe these amazing sounds that she was playing in school assembly. And it really fired an interest. And by the end of that school year, I was playing a self-composed piece in the school assembly.
Quite forward-thinking, actually, at that time, for a teacher to introduce their pupils to...
That's
that
right.
Music. I mean, when I was at school, that kind of music was frowned upon. It was classical music or nothing.
Very much so. It was. Yeah. I've been very lucky that both that music teacher and the one I had after that at high school were very forward-thinking people.
Mm. And you've actually produced a lot of music for theatres and production companies, including BBC Television. Is there anything that you've composed that we might have come across on the telly?
Well, my existing albums on the Eventide label are actually used as library music as well, so they get used quite a bit on BBC.
Yeah, various, they pop up on various documentaries.
That's right.
When you least expect it. You can be perhaps watching telly and think, hang on, I did that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also I did the music for a pilot programme of a series called The Sea of Faith, which was a BBC Two show many years ago now. And in fact, my math teacher was the wife of the producer, Peter Armstrong, and I got a great opportunity to actually score the pilot programme for that, which was a great experience.
I bet you watch some natural history programmes and think, they should have used my music for that.
Sometimes the music is perfect for it, yeah. And other times I think I would have done things a little differently, but it's always fascinating to hear.
Mm. I was a bit torn about, I don't know if you saw Walking with Dinosaurs.
Sometimes
the music I thought was terrific. Other times it felt a bit bland and just inappropriate, and I just felt the music could have enhance the power of that already very impressive series of programmes.
That's right. I very much like certain parts of that, and other parts I felt were a little over-dramatic.
But, they were, yes.
It was a fantastic series.
It was enough having Kenneth Branagh going over the top, wasn't it, with his narration. Let's look to tomorrow, because you'll actually be playing live in this new shop that's opening in Derby on the spot at 9 Osmaston Road. It's the Crystal Cavern, which is the new holistic shop. It's actually the first shop of its kind to open up in this city, isn't it?
That's right. It's the only one of its kind in Derby, and I've known the proprietors of the shop, Patricia and Bob Brooks, for a couple of years now, and I popped down this morning to have a look, and it's going to be a really good facility for Derby residents. There are themed areas, like there's an Egypt area, a Feng Shui area, and a Chinese area. It's going to be great.
Well, Feng Shui and crystals in particular have been the subject of very popular phone-ins on our afternoon show during the week on the Paul McKenzie programme. Many, many callers have come through and have been introduced to and been fascinated by these kind of treatments. And the thing about crystals is that you can buy gemstones, healing stones, at remarkably low prices.
That's right. It depends on the size, but small stones can be very affordable, and this shop is certainly not short of crystals. If anything, what I saw this morning is anything to go by.
And evidence has shown that there is something to it.
That's right. I'm a total believer in the fact that there is definitely something in crystal healing.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the sceptics about, but we had a lot of people who came onto the Radio Derby phone and said, look, I had this gemstone and it's cured whatever I'd got, you know, whatever condition.
Right.
It's a whole range of conditions that...
I don't know all the details, but there are certain stones that you use for certain ailments, and it's very effective.
The reason I tend to sort of believe in these kind of treatments is that I think, well, what are these crystals doing on this earth? They've got to be there for a reason. I always think there's got to be a reason for everything, you see.
Right, yes.
And the fact that they're working like this suggests to me that that was the reason... You know, everything's linked, you know what I mean?
I totally agree, yes.
And, I mean, the word holistic means the whole being, doesn't it?
That's right, that's right. There are certainly crystals for various things.
Right. So, after Clouds, what other projects have you got?
Well, at the moment I'm working on the Tarot album for the New World Mind, Body, Soul series.
Right.
That's going really well. I'm pleased with the results so far on that. And the follow-up to Clouds should be appearing towards the end of next year.
And I must say, what I like about so-called New Age musicians like yourself, and I don't know how you feel about that term, but it has been sullied in the past by some very bland, soporific New Age music, which hasn't done the term much good.
I couldn't agree with
but
you more.
But it's probably in a better, healthier state, so to speak, than ever before, I think.
I think so. There's a lot of new artists coming up and a lot of good independent artists as well, very much coming to the fore. People like Nigel Shaw, Llewellyn on the New World label.
Yes.
I've got a lot
I've played him. Yes.
For these people, Medwin Goodall, all very good quality stuff. And I think it's certainly true to say in the past that relaxation New Age music has had a very bad reputation for being very bland and boring.
Well, New World, at the outset, only produced the very sort of drifty, floaty, rather mind-numbing music. It's just washed over you and did nothing for
you. That's right.
But now it's very varied.
The quality has taken a real turn for the better over the last 3-4 years at New World.
Right. And you'll be promoting your album and the New World label in general tomorrow. What time are you playing live?
Right. Well, the official opening of the shop, I'm very flattered to have been asked to actually open the shop, which is occurring at 11 minutes past 11.
Oh, right.
The company name is called Eclipse 22.
Right.
So that's the connection
it's
with
appropriate.
That.
Appropriate, yeah.
And I shall be playing from that time onwards, really, and milling around and talking to people. So come down and have a listen.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, Kevin. And
thanks very much.
When you next have your album, plan a trip to Derbyshire and we'll have you back.
I'd love to. Thank
right.
you very much.
We'll end with the track that I've found most favour with. And this is all about cumulonimbus, the storm cloud.
That's right.
Hence, a pretty dramatic piece of music.
That's it. I tried to steer away from actually using thunder effects, but I spent a long time in the studio creating what I consider to be strong updraft sounds, which is a feature of that cloud.
It's a fabulous track. Kevin, all the best. Hope it goes
thanks
well
so much,
tomorrow
actually.
At the Crystal Cavern. And thanks for being my guest here on Soundscapes.
Thank
and
you.
All the best with the album Clouds. It's wonderful.
Thanks very much.
Well, news time beckons, so I can't play the whole of that track, but I will play the whole of it in future weeks. It's a fabulous track from a really impressive album. Thanks to Kevin Kendall for coming in and helping us to showcase his album Clouds, music inspired by the beauty of the sky. And just after 11, Kevin will be playing live in the Crystal Cavern. That's on Osmerston Road in The Spot in Derby. Wish him well with that venture as well. Back with more great music here on Soundscapes on 104.5, 95.3 FM and 1116 AM. Your voice in Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. This is BBC Radio Derby.